Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And we're pleased to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. If you're listening live, today is December 10th, 2015. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 401. Join our merry conversation. We want your calls. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show, right now, while we're on the air. And we love to dish listings, especially on Thursday, don't we, Griff? Because we have more time to do it then.
We do.
So just click contact us on the eBay radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the submit button. We'll do our best to get to it today. Of course, we do love your calls and to hear your voice. Hey, Griff, I got a listing dish right off the bat here.
Okay.
Okay, this is an important one.
Yeah.
So you ready for the item number?
Yep.
Okay, it is 1518. 9560 2431. That's 1518-9560-2431.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, so read the title first.
It's brunch with eBay CEO Devin Wenig plus a $1,000 shopping spree and plus travel and hotel.
Okay. How do you like that title?
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, it's got some issues.
It does. The plus signs, I think.
And get rid of those.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
And the slash.
Don't need the slash. Although at least the slash has spaces around it, so it shouldn't mess.
Yeah, it does.
Although, I think people would just be searching for... Well, I don't know what they'd be searching for. I'm assuming that the company who's listed this, and I know the company,
and
Compold,
has
been promoting it, so...
Right. So... all right, so the title's pretty good. One picture, but that's really all you need. I mean, we didn't need to see all sides of Devin. Right?
How many pictures would you take in that case?
And it's a very good... okay, so it's 4 hours... Oh, it's going to close today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to close at 4 o'clock, right?
So the current bid is $7,100.99, and there are 41 bids. This is a very, very, very important listing because it's for such a good cause, Griff. As part of the Red Shopathon in honor of World AIDS Day, this item number is brunch with eBay CEO Devin Wenig.
That's correct.
Plus a $1,000 eBay shopping spree. You remember Devin has been on this show.
He has.
I think we had him on a few times. He became CEO after the split from PayPal last June. The lucky winning bidder will fly to San Francisco or New York City, it's your choice, at a mutually agreeable time to meet Devin for brunch and have him review your business idea.
Mm.
You even get a round-trip plane ticket plus one-night stay in whichever city you choose. And you also, of course, get that $1,000 eBay shopping spree. So this is all going to fight AIDS in six African countries through eBay for charity. Other Red Shopathon's auctions include lunch with the founders of Twitter, Lady Gaga's keyboard, and the chance to share a Coke with CEO.
A lunch with Lady Gaga's keyboard?
Well, it says Lady Gaga's keyboard. It may not be lunch with it, but
how does that
I
work?
I think it's her keyboard.
So how are you liking the wine? Silence. Would you like some more of your appetizer?
Silence. Or you have a chance to share a Coke with the CEO of Coca-Cola.
For how many minutes?
I'm not sure.
I mean, is it like you down a Coke and he says, well, that was fun. See you later.
For $11 million or whatever.
Right.
So it all goes to benefit, to fight AIDS in six African countries. So this is a really, really, really important auction. And if you got the bucks, I suggest to bid on it.
It's 41 bids. The current bid is for brunch with Devin is $7,100.99.
Have you ever had brunch with Devin?
I don't recall.
No, I don't think so. Of course, I wouldn't know. How would I know if you had lunch?
You've had meetings with Devin. Is that the same thing?
No. Oh, yeah. Have you ever been in a room alone with Devin? The reason I'm asking is people are paying several thousand dollars and more by 4 o'clock this afternoon to sit with the man.
Could you reword the question, please?
Okay. Have you ever been in a situation with Devin Wenig where you could suggest business ideas to him?
Me, for myself?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, why would I want to do that? I work for eBay.
Okay.
But I've had meetings, one-on-ones with Devin.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Good. Well, see, then you don't need to bid on this because you've got open access.
Right. But I wouldn't take up his time going, hey, Devin, I want to quit eBay and I got a great business idea.
I have a great idea. Lee and I want to do a political talk show.
We do?
I made it up.
You
and I have talked about it before, and then you act like, you know.
Like I've never heard it before?
Yes.
You should know that I'm...
That's part of griffing, I think.
It's part of my whimsy.
Well, it's different than griffing.
It's whimsy. Hey, my electric bike arrived.
Have you used it yet?
Of course not. It's in a box. There's some assembly required.
Okay.
But a friend of mine picked it up
for me. He's in a very snarky mood today, obviously.
Well, you should be thankful.
Yes, I should be thankful you're even there.
Well, I'm not fun if there's not a little bit of snark.
That's true.
You want me to be boring? I can do that, by the way.
Yes, you can.
All right. Watch. We'll try it. Ready?
So, Audrey Tracy posted in eBay for Business.
Yes, she did.
Holiday selling during phase 4. And I think we need to talk about this again.
Oh, of course, Lee.
Okay. As Christmas gets closer, buying activity changes from planned gift buying to impulse buying.
Yes, it does, Lee.
Then it moves to ordering still-needed items and getting I want that item. So impulse buying begins after the gift list buying is complete. Got that?
Yes.
So you bought for Howie, you bought for me, you bought for everybody on your list. That's complete. That's when impulse buying begins.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Because there's still time and money left, and the thrill of shopping is still in the bloodstream. It's during this period that last-minute unplanned gifts are purchased, and sometimes the gift is from the giver to the giver.
That's very true.
So right now, if you finished your Christmas list, you're probably into this impulse buying mode here. Then after Christmas sales continue to be strong, if you didn't receive the items you asked for, you still have to have it, right? Then the buying continues as you find it and buy it. Could be with the money from a return, could be with the money received in a gift card, or it could just be another purchase. The shopper mindset is changing to, I waited until the last minute. Now I have to scramble. I need easy, hassle-free gifts. And I'm willing to pay a little more if you can guarantee that I'll get what I need in time for Christmas. So that was from Audrey's post in eBay for Business titled
Excellent
Holiday
Information.
Selling During Phase 4. She always gives good.
Well, she is a very smart person, Lee.
Absolutely she is.
I don't think I can hold this up for very much longer.
Yes, you have to be your snarky self. We can't stand it.
I'll try my best.
Those of us who know you.
I feel deficient as a human being if I'm not.
So, let me reach over and get these. Do you hear this right here?
No. Oh, yes, papers. You've got papers.
I have a bunch of gift certificates from Bubble Fast.
They're physical.
Physical. Well, I don't mail these out. What I do is in email, I send them
the code,
and then I put a line through it and put their name on it, so I know who I send it to. It's cool. I'm organized. You know that. So I'm going to give away some, and one of the trivia questions is going to have to do with something that Griff and I talk about
incessantly
during this half hour.
Oh.
Something that we've talked about during this half hour is going to be a trivia question in the second half hour for a Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Mm.
You understood that, right? Did I make myself clear?
Yes, I'm pretty sure, Lee, that I understood that.
Okay, great. Oh, he's back. I'm so excited.
Who's back?
You, your snarky self.
This is not snark.
Okay.
This is genuine sincerity.
I have a contact us email. Are you ready?
Well, I am. Thank you so much
it's
for asking.
It's from Regine Prather in Cave Creek, Arizona, known on eBay as Holiday and Memories, and there's an asterisk after it.
Hmm.
So, does anyone have a best practice of how to handle product ad weight changes to take advantage of the new first-class shipping weight up to 15.999 ounces? Manually change each ad or use bulk updates? Bulk updates don't seem to work very well for me.
I'm not quite sure what the question is. What is the need for the change? Is it that they have a flat rate shipping or that it's free shipping and they want to change the price of the item? If you're using the shipping calculator to calculate a broken out line item for shipping for first class, you don't have, and you're offering first class, you don't have to change anything, if I'm understanding the question.
I'm not totally understanding the question myself. Let me read it exactly like
right.
they have it.
Go ahead.
Does anyone have a best practice
right.
of how to handle product ad weight changes to take advantage of the new first-class shipping weight up to 15.999 ounces? Manually change each ad or use bulk updates? Then he goes on to say, bulk updates don't seem to work very well for me.
Bulk edit. See, that's the problem. He wasn't using... I didn't know what he meant by bulk updates.
Okay.
But the bulk edit feature, which we call BEAR internally because it's the bulk edit and relist tool where you can bulk edit or bulk relist. Let's take a break and we'll talk about it.
Okay, great.
This almost completely snark-free segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We'll be back in a moment to answer your calls, 888-723-4630, and we'll discuss this shipping question here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping Nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q. It's the new way to source liquidation goods. Bulk. Oh, what fun it is to call us once today at 888-RADIO-30. Oh, I get it. Oh, what fun it is to call us once today at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Yeah.
John said I should never whistle in public.
Why? That was okay.
Thank you.
When you whistle, are you blowing out or in?
Out?
Yeah, I can't do that anymore since the Bell's palsy. I can only go...
Oh, really?
I can't... Nothing happens when I blow out. Yeah.
You don't know what that song is.
No, I don't need to. This is compelling
Smokey
radio.
Smokey the Bear. Oh, you don't know that song?
Honey, no. I may be old, but you were
Bear,
older.
Smokey the Bear, howling Smokey. And a growling and a sniff in the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That's how he got his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know about Smokey the Bear, but in a slightly different context.
Oh, yes.
All right, so anyway, we got a question.
Okay, so it's Ray Jean in Cave Creek, Arizona.
Right.
Does anyone have a best practice of how to handle these product and weight changes to take advantage of the new first-class shipping?
So if you're... The only thing I can think of is if you're currently offering first class, right, and you've got the weight of the item in the listing, you're covered for all those items. If the question is that you've got some items that you're offering as priority because they fall in that gray zone of, after 13 ounces,
right,
where now you can go up to 16 ounces, is you would have to do these either individually, have to locate them, and I would suggest... And I believe it's possible to use the bulk edit feature to do that, to save the time. And then you would just put in, you may have to weigh those items unless you've got the weight in already.
Mm-hmm.
So let me think. If you've already got the weight in there, in ounces. But, you know, the thing is with priority, this is interesting. This is an interest. Now I'm starting to get it because it's not a I don't have to deal with this in my selling, but... If you've got priority packages that are 13 to 16 ounces, when you list it as priority, the weight that you put in is 1 pound or less than a pound. I don't think you put in the ounces? In which case, you might have to weigh the items all over again. This is curious. Yeah. Anyway, any edits you need to do, you should always try to do with the bulk edit tool. You save time if that's not working for you, and I don't know why it wouldn't, but if it isn't, then you'd have to do it manually. Let me go here for a minute and see what happens. Okay, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, while you're looking at that, Betsy reminded me, Lee, you and I had dinner with Devin at eBay on location, but we didn't get to have him review any business ideas. And I do remember that now.
Oh, so, that's right, yeah.
Yeah,
you did.
I had dinner with Devin.
Mm.
I forgot. So many CEOs, so little time.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a pleasure, too. It was an honor, as a matter of fact. I just didn't want to rub it in your face.
No, I know you didn't.
Okay, so did you find anything?
I'm trying right now, so...
Okay.
I'm going to pick a few listings. Hold on, I got
to... You're going to try to do it with the bulk?
Yeah, I'm going to see what happens if I try to edit these.
Anyone in the chat board know anything? Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'd love to hear your voice today on the telephone. Let me see. Appealing signs is in the chat board.
Yeah.
CJ?
Mm-hmm.
Stained Glass Karen?
Stained Glass Karen.
Yeah, she usually doesn't get to listen live. So we're happy to have you live today.
Oh,
Stained Glass Karen. Thank you. Hubcap Joe, of course.
I'm there now.
Okay.
And it looks to me, yeah, you can make edits here. You can add a service. The thing that I see is I'm not so much concerned about, you can bulk edit these and get them to work. The thing that I see is mostly the problem is if for those items in that area, and now I'm going to have to try something else because I forgot to look at something. Ugh, sorry.
That's okay.
Such an idiot. Create a listing. I'm going to create a quick listing, but I'm not going to go all the way through. But I'm going to go scroll down to the weight. And I think here, yeah, when you're listing the item, you can put in, as I remember correctly, the weight by pounds or ounces. And if you put in a weight of 13 to 16 ounces, but you had to select priority, you can just change it to first class. That should work. That should work for you.
And when does that go into effect, or has it already?
It's on the announcement board, and eBay coordinates with USPS so that we're set to go.
Oh, good.
On the date that these things happen.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that I would worry about is this happens every year. If you've got scheduled listings that you scheduled, you created before the change, and you're scheduling them to happen after the change, which, again, I can't remember the date. It's in January. You may want to keep that in mind when you're creating the listing because we won't make any updates to your listing individually. So although we change on the day, the listing flows will all be updated. If you've already created the listing and you have it in a queue as a scheduled listing and it's going to go live after that, then you're going to want to fix that, I think. So let's go to the announcement board here.
Okay.
I can't remember the day. I mean, we've made a recent announcement on the
announcement, that particular announcement, if I'm correct, had several items in it. Wasn't just about that.
It wasn't just about that, right. Why do we have to click twice? Okay, shipping news, tracking for OnTrack. It was about the OnTrack
right.
and estimated delivery dates. And let's see. So it says here, it's January 17th.
Okay.
And there, we provided a handy-dandy infographic. You can click on it. It says what you need to know. And the increases will take effect on January 17, 2016. It tells you the different things that are changing. How you can save. Yeah. And if you, as there are updates to this information, you can find them at ebay.com/labels. But there's not much you need to do except if you have packages that you're offering priority because they fall under 16 ounces but above 13 ounces. That's 13, 14, 15, 16 in that little range. You can go in and bulk edit those items that are up to a pound but not 1 ounce over, up to a pound exactly. You can go in and change bulk edit the service so that it's first class. Package, if you like, if that's what you want to do. It's definitely cheaper, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome.
Rich from Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay as Appealing Signs, a friend of eBay Radio. Hey, Rich, what's your question or comment?
Hey, you guys. Yeah, we had this conversation. As a matter of fact, we're going to have next month our meetup, but we did discuss some of these changes to our meetup last night.
Oh,
because
good.
Our next one is scheduled for the 13th. So we're having Eric Nash from Stamps Skyped in and Mark and Robin from Bubble Fast to talk about these changes. But I just thought I would mention, for me, this is going to be pretty advantageous because a good majority of my products are exactly at 1 pound.
Oh.
And in reality, I'll be saving probably on average about $1.80 to $2 for shipping by going first class. Now, the downside to it is that you lose that shipping time. So it's going to come up as, instead of 2 to 3 day, it'll probably come up 5 to 7 or 5. I can't remember what it's going to come up to, what the customer is going to see it. So I'm still playing out if it's worth changing because everything I have is free shipping. So I'm not sure if that's going to affect my sales because people won't want to wait that long to get the item. So that's one thing people should really put into play when they down, I'm going to call it a downgrade to the first class shipping.
So
that was
But in my experience, is your experience different? My experience is that first class shipping gets there at about the same time as priority.
I have noticed quite a bit because I ship a lot of 7 ounce to a lot of my first class. And I'll be honest with you, we had some, again, we're back to the major shipping problems at our Elk Grove facility post office. And I had 19 packages on November 30th that never got a scan anywhere.
Oh, my God.
They're getting scanned when they get to the city or the state, the place where they're going to be delivered, or the nearest larger city, wherever the sorting center is. And at our meetup last night, it was a total uproar. So I've changed to a different, I've gone to a different post office in a different town over, and have been having much better success. But there's somebody did an investigation, and they brought somebody in, and there's people literally at the sorting center actually hiding items on purpose. So it's kind of sad. But we had this, I don't know if you remember that, years ago, a couple years maybe it was, with when we had Brian Burke out here, and then they sent the rep out from the post office as well, and they did all kinds of investigations. So it's I feel sorry for these folks. We were, you know, probably going to lose top rated. But nothing we could do. I'm just, I was proactive, like Griff has said. As soon as I found out that these items weren't being tracked, I contacted all my buyers, both on eBay and Amazon, and told them that we know that there's an issue. And I filed all kinds of investigations. Never got an answer from not one person from the post office. It was very, very sad. And I understand it's a busy time, but to have these kinds of things and problems...
Is it possible, Griff, that we can get in touch with somebody at the post office?
That we can?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to ask
because
our contact here.
Because we've had the guy on. We used to have the guy on a lot.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Remember?
Yeah, Nick Coleman.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's not our rep, but I'll find out who we can get on.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Call us, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Yay!
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.